finish up the one that we had up Friday.
That would be 1110. That's an act to criminalize the possession of certain contraband in juvenile correctional facilities and the delivery of certain contraband to juvenile corrections facilities. Representative Hennies.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that there was quite a discussion to which I was not privy regarding the juvenile corrections facility terminology on page 1, line 10. Let me tell you, if I may, the whole intent of this bill is to bring juvenile detention facilities into compliance with adult detention facilities and jails and lockups. Nothing more than that. And so, Senator Moore had an amendment done which would change all of these to juveniles in custody of the Department of Corrections, and that is not the intent, and I don't think it would be a good bill to do that. I would instead ask that you change the word correctional on line 10 to detention facility, and anywhere else that it's, let's see, on the next page.
Line 8, I assume, as well.
Yeah, all of those that call it a correctional facility make it a detention facility. It makes it exactly what the bill is about. And if you could do that, that would satisfy my needs on the bill, and then we can deal with that issue. The Department of Corrections issue that they had where they wanted to change some terminology and so on is separate from this, and that goes to the old law, not new law.
And the juvenile, would you elaborate just a little bit on your definition of a juvenile detention facility?
In Mr. Chairman, a juvenile detention facility is that facility in which juveniles are locked up, just like a jail. So after you get in the jail, it is a jail, even if it's called a detention facility.
For the benefit of the two senators who have just arrived, Representative Hennies is suggesting that the intent of his bill would be accomplished by wherever we mention juvenile correctional facility in House Bill 1110, to change that to a juvenile detention facility.
Mr. Chairman, for whatever it's worth, I would ask someone to offer the amendment that we change that on page 1, line 8. Page 1, line 9, page 1, line 10, page 2, line 6, page 2, line 7, and page 2, line 8. And that would just be change the term correctional to detention.
You mentioned line 9 on page 1. I don't see a correctional facility on.
Maybe it's a continuation.
I think it's just line 8 and line 10 on
That's
page
correct.
1.
Well,
Senator Moore.
If I might, then I'm thinking that we would have to do the same on line 13, because that's a new line 13, page 2, because that's a new section, a juvenile correctional facility. We would want a juvenile detention facility there as well, Representative Haney's. Line 13.
Or should that come out? Ruben is suggesting that should come out entirely.
Maybe it should come, the section 3 should come out entirely. Because we talk about a juvenile corrections facility and the Department of Corrections in section 3, and I don't know that would be needed then.
I would consider that a friendly amendment, Mr. Chairman, if we just take section 3 completely out.
Do I have a motion?
I'll move that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. To change juvenile corrections facility to juvenile detention facility in the various lines that we've mentioned, as well as elimination of Section 3.
Correct.
It's been moved. Is there a second? Seconded by Bogue. Is there further discussion of the bill as amended, as proposed to be amended? Senator Moore.
If I might. Well, I appreciate Representative Heaney's coming up here to try to clarify some things for us. The problem I have, and I'm just throwing this out for for discussion purposes, and maybe Representative Heenies can help us on this. For instance, if you would detain a juvenile in a juvenile detention center, and he was searched, and they found that he had a knife or a controlled substance in his pocket, then he is now guilty of a Class 6 felony when he may have been brought in for truancy.
Would you like to address that, Senator Hennings?
I would, Mr. Chairman. That's an inaccurate reading of the statute and of the statutes that apply. When a person is detained in jail, they are through the booking process and are inside the jail locked up. It has nothing to do with when they are detained by a police officer. I may very well be in jeopardy for having an illegal substance or an illegal weapon in his pocket when he's arrested, and that falls under separate statutes, but has nothing to do with being in a detention facility. Merely walking in the door is not being detained in a detention facility.
Mr. Chairman. Senator Moore.
Thank you. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me, for instance, I don't know if Sioux Falls is still doing that, but it seems to me they were taking the juveniles rather than down to the police station, they were taking them to the juvenile detention facility for booking and for searching. Therein lies the problem. I don't know if there's any consistency across the state and how these people deal with taking juveniles into custody. But that is a problem.
Would you care to respond?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we're traveling along two separate paths here. They may very well be taken in there for booking and searching and so on, but the intent of this bill is this. When you have a person who is a prisoner of the state, and they are detained in a facility, then they are subject to the rules of that detention facility. And so you cannot have or possess or smuggle in or any of those things, illicit items or contraband, inside that facility. This has nothing to do with any of those other things that have to do with search and seizure and those kind of things that occur after an arrest.
Perhaps in the confusion here, as to the point of detention in your terminology, in other words, it would seem that if a juvenile is brought into the facility, first thing that happens, or maybe it even happens before they're brought in, they're searched, and they would be, if they have any contraband on them, it would be found at that point. According to your terminology, that is not at that point they are not they're not in detention.
I would imagine I've confused this issue by not being real clear, but let's say this. The law says that whenever your freedom of movement is denied, you're detained. If a police officer grabs you and stops you, you're detained. But you're detained by that officer. Then before you are admitted to a correctional facility or detention facility, you are booked, searched, you change clothes, and then you are taken through that gray door. When it slams, then you're inside. Until that time, you're in the you're being detained by the officer, not the facility.
I think the operative word here, Senator Moore, is the two-letter word "in." It talks about in a jail or juvenile detention facility. That's the detention that counts, Senator Moore.
You're probably correct, but to say detained would even say then, after hearing the definition from Representative Heenies, that if you were detained by a police officer and they found a knife in your pocket, then it would still be considered contraband, even if you took the word "in" out, as I look at it.
Well, we're not taking the word "in" out. And the word, it's being detained in the facility that counts. Being detained on the street, being detained in the police car, being detained as you're being brought into the facility, that doesn't count. That's not what this bill is about. What this bill is about is being detained in the facility.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Have we amended this bill on line 8 to say person detained after booking?
That was discussed, but I do not believe.
Was that motion adopted or not?
Pardon? It failed.
It was not.
It was
okay.
Not. Are there further questions of Representative Hennies? Yes, Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Tom, I guess we're just, to me, it's not the in part, it's the detained. And maybe it's both words in combination, but is there any place in statute where your characterization of being detained in the facility versus as being in the booking process or simply being in the building is defined some other place in the code, or is this just we're going to have to do a trust me kind of thing?
I don't think you have to do a trust me. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I don't think you have to do a trust me, but I think you're going to have to trust a judge somewhere along the line to make that determination. I don't know if there's a statute that defines, and there are people here that would know whether or not you're in there. I can only tell you that the contraband or the weapon and so on, which you might have and which might be discovered during a search, is not contraband in that facility, but it may very well be contraband outside of the facility. You may not be allowed to have a knife with a over 3-inch blade, for example, or drugs in your pocket and so on, but it has nothing to do with this bill that's covered under other statutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogue.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that, but my concerns, I guess, are not necessarily alleviated by that, because I know under statutory construction, the judge isn't the one I'm really worried about. It's the prosecutor. And if it's, or the correctional facility itself, if it's brought at some point, because the judge is going to say there is no legislative history or intent here, I have to apply the statute as it's worded. And if in common lay terms, detained, as you said, as soon as my freedom of movement is lost because I'm now in the detention of an officer, and now that officer takes me inside of a building, I am being detained, and I am in a facility. Once I walk through that door, your definition would be the inside door, but my definition would be the outside door. And so the judge has to apply the statute as it's worded, and unless there's some other clarification.
Senator Bogue, would you be more comfortable if we picked up on the words that we discussed at our last meeting where we said a person detained after booking in a jail or juvenile detention?
Chairman, I appreciate that, but I'm not sure that, again, I'd ask some of the other experts in the audience whether or not those terms of art are also defined someplace else. Okay. I mean, we've gone from the inmate definition, which I think that is defined in statute. I guess maybe Charlie knows, but I believe inmate is a defined term in the statute.
Well, could we say rather than person detained, maybe possessed by an inmate? Use the word.
Inmates are not considered juveniles.
So we can't do that anyway, either, no.
Mr. Chairman, I really think we're making too much out of this. I have to tell you.
Senator Moore.
We may be making too much out of it, but I think maybe part of the problem is maybe we need to sit down and maybe we need to separate the two issues here. It seems that the problem comes here, in a large part as I see it, trying to statutorily put juveniles and adults in the same section of law here. And, I guess that's what we're dealing with.
Further comment? Further questions of
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Dugarden.
I'm wondering if you could, and again, I'm throwing this out, I don't know, could you solve the problem by changing the word detained to incarcerated? Or is that an inappropriate use of that term?
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
We have people here from the Department of Corrections that might be able to answer those. We have the sheriff who does these kind of things, they may be able to answer them. I'm just a simple.
I think we've bogged down here on this word detained, and incarcerated might be the solution. I mean, that is certainly a different. Senator Helick likes it. May I have a motion?
I'll move that.
Okay.
Can we have a substitute motion?
Let's go ahead and if we could vote on the first motion that we've had, changing the juvenile detention. Juvenile correction facility to juvenile detention facility and eliminating Section 3. All those in favor of that amendment indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that amendment is adopted. We have a second amendment, which would be Senator Dugard.
Let's see, on line 8, replace the word detained with incarcerated. On line 9, this again on page 1, line 9, replace the word detained with incarcerated. On page 2, line 5, replace the word detained with incarcerated.
That's it.
And I believe that's it.
Is there a second? Seconded by Nuhuick. Discussion. If not, all those in favor indicate by saying aye. Opposed? That amendment is adopted. Are there further questions of Representative Hennies? If not, are there further proponents of House Bill 1110? And now as amended.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Mike Lighthold. I'm the Hughes County Sheriff and the President of the South Dakota Sheriff's Association. If I could just clear, I don't know if I can clear it up, but if I can address the confusion on detained.
We're not talking about incarceration, though. So
I don't know if that word works, though, Senator, because technically you don't arrest a juvenile, you detain a juvenile. I think that's why the drafter of this bill put that word in there.
But we're not talking about arrest, we're talking about incarceration.
Yeah, I understand. And again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know if incarcerated works, but there may be a problem with that because of the definition of the juvenile system.
Okay, well, why don't you carry on with your testimony?
I would support this bill because it basically brings into line all of the detention facilities, whether that's adult or whether it's juvenile. I mean, if it's a crime to smuggle in contraband to an adult facility, it should also be one to smuggle one into a juvenile facility.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for the witness? Senator Moore.
Sheriff, I might ask you this. Would, rather than the word incarcerated, would the word held be a more appropriate word? No.
My senator says no, so I agree with her.
Well, any further questions of the sheriff? Any further questions? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1110? Any further proponents? If not, are there any opponents of House Bill 1110?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Susan Randall representing the South Dakota Coalition for Children. We are opposed to Section 1 of the bill, the reason is this. Teenagers and kids that are detained are still teenagers and kids. They are not adults. The testimony has been that we should have uniforms application. We treat teenagers and kids differently in all respects when they are detained. And I submit to you on behalf of the coalition.
We're talking incarcerated here now. Not
well, I, which, yes, which I understand that, that. You've used the word, whichever word you use. We are opposed to including children in this area of the law and charging them with felony for what often becomes a judgment call. I mean, it may be a child that's in a facility that's feeling desperate and gets a piece of glass, which becomes a weapon and is now contraband. So now we're going to slap a felony on them. There are other ramifications once they've been charged with a felony. It seems to us that the institutions in which these children are, quote, incarcerated, have their own systems, their own rules, their own ways of leveling consequences. And it's not that we don't think there shouldn't be consequences, but there are ways to manage that short of criminalizing it. So we're opposed to criminalizing it. Section 2 specifically has to do with a person who brings contraband in and gives it to a juvenile. We don't have any problem with that, but we are opposed to criminalizing kids in facilities when they, by the definition of those who are supervising them, claim they have, quote, contraband.
Okay, any questions of Ms. Randall? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1110? Any further proponents? Opponents. Any further opponents? If not, we'll close to testimony, open to committee discussion and motion. Do we have a motion? Senator Hewig.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I'm going to just take this out for a spin and see what happens. I share Ms. Randall's concerns with regard to Section 1. We had a lot of discussion about this bill last week, and I'm not sure. I think we've helped it a bit with the amendments, but I still am troubled, as she is, with slapping a felony conviction on these kids. I agree with her insofar as Section 2 is concerned, and so just to take it out for a spin, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to amend House Bill 1110 by deleting lines 5 through 14 on the first page and deleting lines 1 and 2 on page 2.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Sorry.
It's been seconded by Ketzel. Discussion? If there's no discussion, we'll proceed to votes. All those in favor of the amendment as stated, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That amendment is adopted. Is there further discussion of House Bill 1110 as amended? If not, we'll proceed to vote. The Secretary will call the roll. We don't have a motion. Okay, do pass as amended. Is there a second? Seconded by DeHuick. Secretary will call the roll.
Bogue? DeHuick?
A clarification?
Right now, the only thing left in this bill is Section
2. You're correct.
That's wrong. You have to look at your amendments. There's a new Section 4 that deals with hallucinogenic drugs and non-prescription drugs.
What's that? Okay. Where does that appear?
In the
minutes from Friday. You're right. Do you all have your minutes from Friday?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, that is still in there, Senator.
Okay, so just so I am clear on this, Section 2 deals with the juvenile detention facility. Section 4 deals strictly with the state penitentiary, right? So
that's
I'm
not
sure
we've
got
it.
The mix of adult and juveniles.
That's the way I would read it. Are there any further questions about the motion, the do-pass motion? That as has been seconded. Okay. If there's no further discussion, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary, call roll.
Bogue?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Hangey?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
7 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 1110 goes out, do pass as amended.